producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Join us here, live Sunday edition, continuing now. You can join us and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. There's a major jump in the fee to expatriate. Ready to leave? Sick and tired of Bush versus Clinton? Sanders versus Trump? You ready to take off and go to greener pastures? Well, it's going to cost you even more now than it has ever done in the past. They've actually raised it a second time in recent years. So we'll tell you more about that here in a moment from Forbes. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones first, though, where Ralph is on the line in New Jersey, listening to WOBM. Hello, Ralph.
Hello to the both of you. How are you?
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Let me talk about the double standard that exists in this country in black and white, okay? That whole situation with Trump that happened there in New Hampshire, that's a case in point, okay? When a planted individual, an agent, provocateur, saboteur, sent out by Obama in that crowd asked the question about Obama being an adherent of Islam, number one, or he is not born in this country.
Oh, what was this? Was this a Trump thing? Was this where someone asked a question of Donald Trump about Obama?
Right. He didn't say anything at all. Trump, that is, okay, until he went over the speech that he delivered before that crowd in Iowa. I'm not hung up about that issue. It's such an old issue, and it was Hillary who bring up that whole thing originally. Such a short memory span this woman is. Okay?
I don't really know what you're talking about at this point. I'm confused.
Well, you know, the issue about the birth certificate and Obama
being
an adherent of Islam. Okay? It was Hillary who bring that whole issue first. You know, the magazine in New York, the New Yorker, even was inspired to make a cover story with regard to that. But that being said, between Bernie Sanders, a libertarian, white liberal girl, okay, and Obama, they believe that this country is racist. This is the ultimate test for
who believes the country is racist?
Who said those?
Said someone believes the country is racist?
That's Obama and Bernie Sanders.
What does that even mean, to believe the country is racist? You mean everyone in America?
According to Obama, racism is part of our DNA. So
how can that be? How can it be that someone, if it's true that America is racist, which I think is a ridiculous statement, but if it were true, how could a black man win president?
Thank you. But more to that, like I said last week, any black person right now in this country, I'm willing to judge them according to character rather than according to complexion or according to race.
Yeah, that's the right way to approach it. I mean, people are, and this is something we've been discussing over the last few days on the show, that people are individuals.
Does the two of you believe that the country is racist? This is the ultimate question for white liberals.
Mark, do you believe that the country is racist?
I think the term race, I think there's a difference between saying the United States is racist and saying that there's racism in the United States' DNA. I think that it is, if you consider the Constitution, but I'm not even done answering the question.
Yeah.
Take a breath. I think that absolutely there's racism in the United States' DNA. All you have to do is look at the founding document, and you can see that black people are called three-fifths of a person. Frank, I'm not done. And then native people are actually considered not people at all. They don't get a vote. They're not even concluded in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, because in telling the narrative of this country, they make it look like, you know, blacks necessarily have a queen hand when it comes to the issue of slavery. they are the one who forced their own people into that before the white man set foot in Africa. And, you know, furthermore, there were free blacks who owned slaves in this country. Dig up your history, guys.
You don't have to tell me, I know.
Yeah, we're aware of that. Ralph, thank you for the call. No, I don't think the country is racist. I mean, that's a ridiculous statement that each individual has their own beliefs. Some individuals in the United States are racist. Is it a majority? I don't think it's even close. What the actual percentage is, I have no idea, because people are generally not going to be too open about those beliefs.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to quantify it, but I can tell you that in my personal life, my mom had a very good friend who I knew my entire life, who was a tried and true Democrat, who decided to vote for McCain in 2008 because the Democrats were running a Muslim. And I could tell from the conversations this lady was upset about the color of Barack Obama, too. So it goes on both sides.
Yeah, I can see that. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And but I do say that, you know, like it's pretty obvious that a black man wouldn't have been elected president if the vast majority of Americans didn't were not racist. Ben Carson is currently
a black guy.
A black guy among the front runners in the Republican ticket.
I've heard he was number two in the polls.
Yep, as was Herman Cain in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
And that's in the supposedly racist party, right? The Republican.
That's the idea. You know, and I don't know. I think you'd. I think if I had to make a guess which party most of the people in the KKK vote for, I would say that they're probably generally Republicans. But I don't think the KKK has the monopoly on racism either. I think that if you think somebody is too dumb to make enough money and they need welfare, that you're a racist too. If you think that based solely on their skin color that they're just not smart enough to make enough money, that they can't make it without the government's help, that makes you a bigot.
According to Forbes magazine's Robert Wood, when the news broke a year ago that the U.S. was hiking the fee to renounce U.S. citizenship by 422%, there was a backlash. If anything, the uptick in American expatriations grew rather than declined. The U.S. State Department said raising the fee for renunciation of U.S. citizenship is about demand and paperwork, perhaps, but a hike from $450 to $2,350 is still steep. That's more than 20 times.
That's a lot of paperwork.
The average level in other high-income countries. State Department complains about demand on their services and all the extra workload they have to process people who are on their way out.
I wonder what it's like other countries leaving, you know, getting out of, and what it costs to give up your citizenship for other countries.
About 20 times less than this amount. The State Department...
They sure have some valuable bureaucrats over there at the State Department, don't they?
Even worse, for the second time in a year, the State Department did another hike. You can view it as yet another 422%. In fairness, the State Department presumably believes it is just bringing the fees into parity. Up until now, there was the enhanced $2,350 fee for renouncing and a smaller $450 fee for relinquishment. It may be a distinction without a difference. As the State Department put it, it was just harmonizing the two, which are similar in any case. In short, the fee is now the same, $2,350, whether you are renouncing or relinquishing, whatever the hell the difference is there. The State Department announced it would begin charging the $2,350 fee for individuals seeking a certificate of loss of nationality based on relinquishment of U.S. citizenship. Leaving the U.S. for good isn't just a matter of getting on a plane. It's not usually primarily about taxes, although taxes often play a part.
Well, I don't know whether it's primarily about taxes or not. I have no clue what people's reasoning is. But I will say that the United States is singular in the world in the way that it charges income tax. If you make more than like $100,000 a year outside of the United States, you're responsible for paying income tax to the United States.
If you still have a citizenship.
Yeah, a place that you do not live and do not use their services, you've got to pay them taxes. And it's ridiculous. I've heard that no other country does this. I've heard China has some thing that's like this. I've heard North Korea has something like this. But you're not in a great they're not in a great zip code if you're recharging people that don't live in your country taxes. It's ridiculous.
All right, we'll talk more about renouncing citizenship.
And you can't call yourself a free country if you charge people to leave.
Yeah, well, if you because that's just the fee. Then there's other taxes you have to pay in order to get out and get through all the paperwork as well. So it costs a lot more than $2,350 for some people to leave the U.S. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've got experience with this. 855-450-FREE.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I gave her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Have you gone through the process, the arduous process of renouncing or relinquishing U.S. citizenship? I'm not sure what the difference is, but the fees have been raised dramatically, 422%. In the last year, they've raised the fee for renouncing, and now they've raised the fee for relinquishing as well. This is the State Department doing it. The story's coming from Forbes, and we'll continue with that here in a moment. One of the ways to protect your finances, to protect what you've saved, is, in my opinion, to get it out of the U.S. dollar and put it into other things. Gold and silver are great, but it's hard to cross the border with a bunch of gold and silver. So if you are going from one point to another and you want to take your wealth with you, Bitcoin is an excellent way to do that because Bitcoin does not take up physical space. You don't have to move $10,000 because if you leave with $10,000 or more, they freak out and they call you a drug dealer or whatever and they take your money.
If you want to move $3 million from one country to another, $3 million that belongs to you and is none of the business of any government bureaucrat anywhere. If you want to move that money, you can do that most easily with Bitcoin.
It's true. So to get Bitcoin, you can go to expresscoin.com. It's the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. Not just Bitcoin, they also have Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check, and you can start off at expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's expresscoin.com, and you can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. Plus, you can use coupon code FTL, and you get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. Very cool deal. You can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get it over at expresscoin.com. We'll talk more about the State Department jacking up the rates and what it's like when you actually go through this process. I've not gone through it, but a friend of the show, Roger Veer, has done that, and it's been an absolutely harrowing experience and an incredibly expensive experience. We actually had Roger on to talk about it, I don't know, a few months ago at this point, and it's just insane what they're doing to this guy. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. We've also got Skype. Skype username here is LRN.FM. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to John in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. I greatly enjoyed Cantwell's contributions to the show, but I don't have any problem with Free Talk Live and Cantwell parting. I understand that there's a good case to be made that Chris isn't compatible with, the plan for the show. So I don't have any problem with that. But I had some issues with some of the things that were said in the issue that led to the breakup at this time.
Are you talking about the amplifier thread that most people couldn't see?
Yeah.
Okay.
And some of it's been discussed on the radio. But one of the questions that's been asked, and I think both of you have asked, is why focus on group differences when the real thing that matters is to treat people as individuals?
Yeah, I think that's the proper libertarian perspective, since libertarians tend to be very big individualists. They tend to understand why the individual is important. So, I agree with that.
And I think that it also allows people who are part of whatever it is focused group upon, group that's being focused upon, to be welcomed into the liberty community.
Well, I think there's a good answer to the question, though. There's one good answer. Is that often we need to know about group differences to evaluate whether people are being treated as individuals. So let's say, as an example, that Mark is running a crew of firefighters in his town. He's in charge of hiring the firefighters. And a woman comes and says, well, Mark's practicing sexism. He thinks women are inferior and he won't hire any women firefighters. Now, how do we know if that's true? How do we evaluate whether Mark is treating people as individuals or not? How do we evaluate that without looking at group differences?
I would guess you would send a woman in to apply, and presuming she meets the qualifications, if Mark disallows her from working there, that would be some evidence that he would be disallowing qualified women from working as a firefighter.
But Mark gets to decide what the qualifications are, and he thinks, you know, he says, I could just find a better qualified. The guy I hired instead was better qualified.
Well, I doubt that. Mark has complained that the fire crew is full of old men right now, so it doesn't sound like young guys are really knocking on the front door.
He's talking about hiring, though. This isn't ours is a volunteer crew. We got to take what we can get. For me, what I think as far as hiring firefighters goes, there should be a strength test, and if somebody passes the strength test, then they should be qualified, and if they don't, they shouldn't.
But still, that's about the individual and whether or not the individual passes the test. What does this have to do with groups?
Well, Mark is the one giving us the test results. He's the one telling us whether people passed or not, or whether people passed. So the only way we can know whether to trust his answers is to know whether I've heard Mark say on the show that women in general are not as well physically equipped to be firefighters as men.
And I do believe
at the time, I didn't hear anybody try to to shut him down for making that, for saying that kind of collectivist thing. I didn't hear anyone call that collectivism because it's generally pretty well accepted that that is the truth.
But it doesn't matter, see? This is the point I was trying to make when it came to what Chris Cantwell was saying. Even if what he was saying is true and that some races, are better intellectually qualified by genetics than others, even if that's true, and I don't know if it is, I'm not going to spend the time looking into it because I don't care.
I have no interest.
Because I don't care. And even if it's true, and it probably is, that women, are not as strong typically as men, it doesn't matter. Because what matters is the individual and whether or not the individual is able to meet the testing requirements or whatever. And if somebody didn't call Mark out, well, then, I apologize about that, and maybe he should have been called out on that. But, it's open phones every night here, so anyone can call in and call anybody out about anything they want.
Well, I didn't think Mark did anything unreasonable, nor do I think it is unreasonable to talk about group differences. I think that they can help us understand that they can help us evaluate whether people are being treated as individuals. Now, I don't think Cantwell is a person who's not willing to treat people as individuals. As I listened to his podcast, I was struck by how proud he was to have Walter Williams on his show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine. I would be too.
It even made him think that, he changed the name of his podcast because of that, because he thought, this is really too degrading for someone like Walter.
No doubt.
Coming on.
I don't think Cantwell's a bigot. I don't think he hates black people. I don't think that's the case with him at all. But getting on the radio and talking about how, well, the facts show that, this race is inferior to this other race, so that's just not helping the liberty movement.
Well, and I'd also like to point out, and Cantwell has said this, he does a show that is iconoclastic on the internet for a particular reason, because it draws people. Free Talk Live is a radio program that has to be far more inclusive. We have different business models, and those business models are in conflict.
I understand he's not necessarily compatible with your business.
Right. And he's not compatible, and our business is to spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible, and getting on the radio and talking about race realism or whatever isn't helping that. Thanks, John. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at Fortress Survival LLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from Fortress Survival LLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there on the front page of the website. The content is based on a Reddit-based system, so it's free to do this. You just go there, and if you've got a Reddit account, which is free to get, then you can link it up right to our Free Talk Live account and use the Free Talk Live Reddit right from the front page of our site, which means you can submit show prep suggestions, stuff you might like to hear us talking about on the radio, and what you think other listeners would appreciate. It doesn't have to be news. It can be a blog post. It can be your own writings. It can be a YouTube video, something funny, whatever you want to submit. Get over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. There have been some calls regarding Chris Cantwell here tonight, and on the internet this has been blowing up over the last 24 hours since we parted ways with Chris.
I got to say, the last time it was a lot bigger deal than it seems to be this time. I don't know.
You think so?
That's been my experience. I haven't, I'm not getting the emails I was getting before.
Maybe. I think they're coming at me this time because I was the one who made the post on this. That's probably why. And one of those common objections that I'm seeing from people who presumably are some of Chris's fans are saying,
wow, you censored Chris Cantwell. He can't come on anymore. No. No one has been censored. It was just he's not co-hosting the show.
If they care so deeply, send Chris money.
Well, actually, that happened. One of our amplifiers pulled her amp, and she was doing two amps, actually, which is unusual. Most people just do one. She did one for $25 and one for $5. So, Chris, you should have had a donation come in from one of our amplifiers over the last 24 hours. She pulled her $25 amp and said she was going to be sending that over to you. So, looks like everybody has benefited from this split up. Chris Cantwell, welcome back to Free Talk Live via Skype.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, gentlemen. I actually, I got to tell you, I actually did, financially, I did better splitting with Free Talk Live than I did being on Free Talk Live. A whole bunch of people were so enthusiastic about me standing up to you guys, they just gave me a whole bunch of money. So I want to thank all of them and to thank you guys as well.
Yeah, I'll take my cut later on.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But look, I listened to the last caller and people had brought it up last night, and I've seen people commenting on your threads, and for me to go and reply to every Facebook comment,
it's impossible.
It was just kind of tedious.
Yeah,
but I want to say for anybody who's confused about it, I've got an article on my website. I can't say the name of it on the radio, but I can say it is F the First Amendment, and I think you can figure this out. There's no such thing as freedom of speech. I'm not being censored. Free Talk Live has a platform, and they're exercising judgment over who they want on that platform. And that's a perfectly, you know, I might disagree with your decision to do it, but you have every right to do that. You're not censoring me. You're just deciding who gets to be on the radio. Not everybody gets to be a co-host of Free Talk Live. It's a privilege that's granted to a handful of people.
That's right. And you and I are still friends, and I still love you very much. And it was a choice that I was not happy about having to make, and you kind of helped me make it by basically withdrawing from the show at the same time that I was going to tell you that you were off the show, and so, you know, sort of a mutual decision. But you know, you're still welcome here as a guest, and here you are on Skype, and you sound great.
So what do you have to say?
I've just been relegated to the station of Dave in New York is really what's happened. We kicked off the program just about on the same level as him.
Except you sound better than Dave, and you're way smarter than Dave as well.
So are you talking about, look, are you saying that people named Dave from New York have low IQs? Is that the implication that you're making?
Dave from New York.
So look, I also wanted to talk about this. There's been a few people who have called in. I listened last night as well. I didn't opt to chime in, but the last caller and a few people last night chimed in on a topic that I think is kind of important, and we don't have to touch on race specifically, but group differences is a topic that I think that you were dead wrong on in your email, Ian, saying that all that matters is the individual, and I agree, and Molyneux pointed out, as did the gentleman Molyneux was interviewing, that, you know, the topics that we were discussing are no way to judge an individual, of course, but group differences are a thing that are a topic of discussion, and we as commentators on social and political events are sort of irresponsible not to know what the causes of group differences are. So the other caller had brought up if you find out that the fire department is almost entirely male, does that mean that it's sexist? Of course not. If there is a disproportionate amount of black people in prisons, that does not mean that this is the result of white racism. If there are a disproportionate number of women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields, it does not mean that STEM as an industry is sexist against women. If you start analyzing the behaviors and natures of different demographics, you start to understand the reasons that those demographics tend to fall into the categories that they do. And that's an intellectual pursuit that I understand not everybody's really suited for, but it's a thing that people who have the courage to do so ought to, you know, give it a shot once in a while.
Well, for me, what this means is that essentially what I'm looking to do is I'm looking to make the ideas of liberty understandable, palatable to the largest group I possibly can. I'm not, because Free Talk Live's on the radio and click, people turn on the radio in the car or they're listening to whatever station they listen to, Free Talk Live gets into their ears in a way that a podcast never can. So you, as a podcaster, you have to draw people in with your message, and same with Stefan Molyneux. I think Stefan Molyneux's had a few different iterations online throughout the years. He's tried out different things in different areas in order to see how he can spread his message further. And I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with that. It's just that, there's different ways to bring the message out. And I've got to say, if we had a black supremacist on the show, let's say that there was a black guy that believed that black people were genetically superior to white people, he would probably be an interesting and, just amusing co-host. Because you could always just kind of yuck it up and say, well, you know, that's a silly thing to say. But if it's the opposite, you've stepped on the third rail of, one of the many third rails that are out there in the area of sort of American free speech.
Right, but what you're doing, Mark, is you're moving the goalposts, right? Because what I didn't call in to dispute your business decision. So I agree with you. I said before, look, when I got suspended from the program before, I understood the reason that you did that. I said, hey, if you go balls to the wall and we just take this thing and deal with the controversy, I think it would pay off in the long run. You disagreed. That was your business decision. I didn't give you a hard time about it. I never told nobody to pull amps or stop listening to Free Talk Live. Still haven't done that, by the way.
Nope.
And that's fine. That's your business decision. I'm calling to talk to you about a concept, and this is why I'm getting upset. When Ian sent out the email talking about, well, all libertarians should care about is the individual, well, that's actually a factually incorrect statement. I'm just calling in to set the record straight at this point. The truth of the matter is, if any of you have bothered to pick up a newspaper or turn on a television or listen to a radio station, or if you have Facebook or Twitter or anything else right now, what you're hearing is, Black Lives Matter. You're hearing racial discrimination. Race relations in this country are at a point that I have not seen in the course of my lifetime. I'm 34 years old. Maybe they were worse in the 60s. I wasn't around. Who knows? But they're pretty bad right now. And it is that way because there is a lot of falsehood going around. People are spreading false information. And if people are not going to address the real information based on the demographics, then they're going to come to some really bad conclusions. If you believe that whites and blacks and women and men and Hispanics and Latinos and Asians and Jews are all just blank slate, equal, completely same people, if we're all just a clone army and we're just discriminating because this clone army has black skin and this clone army has yellow skin and this clone army wears this hat and this clone army doesn't shave their beards, and we're just thinking that we're all just doing this because of the way that each other look, well, then we're going to come to some really bad conclusions. And let's not be surprised when we're coming to really bad conclusions and we're talking about government policy, which is a lot of what this revolves around.
Chris, hold that thought. We're going to bring you back here.
Okay.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Toll-free number 855-453. And we'll come back and talk more about this expatriation, the idea of leaving the United States and relinquishing or renouncing the U.S. citizenship, the process, the cost going up 422% for relinquishing. It already went up 422% for renouncing. What the difference is, I'm not yet sure. Maybe if you know the difference, you can explain that to us. I'm sure it's some legal definition. 855-453. So we can continue that discussion here in a moment. We've actually got Chris Cantwell on the line with us, and want to invite you to Keenvention, which is coming up October 30th through November 1st. There will be panel discussions talking about activism. These are the activists in New Hampshire who are some of the key players in activism. They're coming to speak at Keenvention. It's a real nuts and bolts kind of convention. You'll learn about the legislative process. You'll learn about cop block. You'll learn about all kinds of different discussions. There's going to be the media panel this year hosted by Shire Dude. We got a lot of great panel hosts. Dennis Goddard, who is actually a critic of mine. I invited one of my top critics to come and speak at Keenvention because, you know, we're all about censorship. And now, actually, Chris Cantwell, who was one of our keynote speakers, has withdrawn from the event, which I'm bummed out about. But you know, Chris, you're back here on Free Talk Live. Keenvention.info is where folks can go to learn more about that. It's, again, October 30th through November 1st. And it's $60 to get in for the entire weekend or Bitcoin. So go and get your tickets right now over at keenvention.info. Chris, you're back here on Free Talk Live.
Well, it's good to be with you guys. But before we went out, you know, I was trying to address the question of group differences, which a few callers have also brought up. And I would prefer if we lived in a world, gentlemen, where you were right, Ian. When you sent out the email, you said all that should matter is the individual. And I don't actually disagree with
you. I wish you would have said that. It would have given me a reason to back you staying on the show.
If you wouldn't, I wouldn't have. you're the one who made the decision. I didn't. Don't make it seem like I did.
Some people have misunderstood, and they thought that Mark gave me an ultimatum. He had not given me an ultimatum. He had suggested that he might do that, but he had not actually gone and done that. And regarding your leaving the show, then when you said certain things about races on the Free Talk Live AMP forum, I decided I was going to make this decision, but I wanted to give you a chance to say something to, you know, not sound so racist, because I don't believe you're a racist. I still don't believe that about you.
Well, I don't care if you believe that I'm a racist or not, frankly, because that's a meaningless word, and it's stupid, and I don't care. Yeah. The fact of the matter is that there are differences between racial groups on average, on the aggregate, okay? And so if people want to, like, call me a racist for noticing that, then, you know, go ahead. Like, I noticed that there's a disproportionate amounts of blacks on welfare and in prison. And Mark was in prison for 9 years. He was locked up with mostly black people, and he knows that most of them were not innocent, right, Mark?
Innocent of breaking the law?
Mark.
No, I'm saying innocent. I don't think that necessarily that.
Do you think that you were locked up with a bunch of innocent black men who were thrown in prison just because white racism?
No, I think that they had broken the law.
Okay, so the laws, like, the prohibition on marijuana. Is it an inherently racist thing? Like, are white people charged with possession of marijuana in America?
They are, but as my understanding, it's disproportionate for blacks.
Okay, well, you know, if you have actual data on that, I'd be interested to see it, because the fact of the matter is, I mean, you could look at studies of drug use between races. I don't want to do the race thing with you guys tonight, because I understand you guys got FCC, you got advertisers. Let's not do it.
No, it doesn't bother me to have the conversation.
It obviously does.
No, it doesn't.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, it doesn't bother me.
You can't have the conversation in a Facebook group. Don't tell me you want to have it on the radio.
No, you could have it in the Facebook group. That's fine too. The issue was, and I'll see if I can maybe rephrase what Mark was saying earlier, that having somebody on the show who's saying things like that as a co-host is something that we can't do. Because maybe you're right, you know, maybe it's true that on average Asians test higher IQ than whites and that whites test higher IQ than blacks. I mean, maybe that's true. I don't know. I'm not going to spend
the time. It's really old and it's been disproven more than once.
Maybe it has.
No, it hasn't been disproven. And now you're moving the goalposts. This is what happens. It starts off with you saying it's not true. And then you prove that it's true and you say, I don't care if it's true, all that matters is the individual.
And then you say,
oh, well, group differences actually matter. And then you say, okay, well, it's our business model. And then you say, okay, it's time for a commercial break. You move the goalposts until you can break out of the conversation. And I understand why you do that, and I don't blame you for it.
But wait. You're talking to two of us, right? So I didn't say it's not true. I said I don't know. I would just accepting your claims on face value, even if it is true. To me, that's not the point. It doesn't matter. And it does not help spreading the ideas of freedom to get on the air and say those things.
Like, it actually does, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, please, go ahead.
It does. And the reason that it does is, for one, all right, let's understand something. One of the things that people are complaining about with libertarianism is that libertarian is mostly white males. This is one of the things that especially the left complains about. Is that something you've heard?
I complain about it.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, too. I wish we had more diversity.
So, I mean, it would be sort of, like, interesting to know, like, sort of why that is. And if libertarianism is a philosophy that is based on logic and reason, and certain demographics are more prone to logic than reason and than others, and then we find ourselves surrounded by that demographic, like, we should not be shocked when that happens, and we shouldn't all consider ourselves racist and bad communicators.
Well, I think that we can effectively communicate the ideas of liberty to as wide an audience as possible, because within other groups there are people who can understand the ideas of liberty and who, you know, get on board with these concepts. But if you're talking about the idea that, you know, somebody is maybe intellectually inferior on average because of the color of their skin, that might be a turnoff to them, right? Like, that might be something
that's a huge one.
Would make someone think, oh, I'm not really interested in hearing what the next thing out of this person's mouth is.
But quite clearly, like, the implication here is not that skin color creates stupidity. The implication is that, like, the brain is a bodily organ, right? And to say that a bodily organ is not handed down to you through your genetic heritage is to deny that they're, that black people are prone to sickle cell anemia or something. It's just, it's a ridiculous thing to suggest that a bodily organ is not handed down to one through their heritage. And so if that is where all of this evidence is being processed, we understand. And the truth of the matter is, gentlemen, I'm going to tell you that most white people are stupid too. I'm an MRA. I'm a men's rights activist. And I say that women on average have a higher IQ than men. Right?
Is that so?
Yeah, it is. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at things like the bell curve, which you seem to have expressed familiarity with in the group, Mark, when you look at the bell curve, what you see is that men are spread out all over the IQ spectrum. And a lot of men are really, really stupid. A lot of white men are really, really stupid people.
The bell, bell curve for men is a little flatter. Men. But it's not just intelligence. It's also it's a variety of in a variety of areas, too. They're much more risk takers also.
Well, there's that, right? But at the end of the day, what you have is when you look at the IQ spectrum and you look at white males, they're all over the IQ spectrum. That's why when you look at your geniuses, you know, your Nobel Prize laureates, they're Jews and Asians and whites, and they're male, and for the most part, right? And when you look at women tend to be more grouped towards the center, and then so you have, like, on the lower end of the spectrum, you have all your manual laborers and this sort of thing. Now, this actually makes sense if you think about this in terms of evolutionary pressures. When we talk about, very brilliant people who sort of figure everything out for everybody else, and then you've got sort of the worker drone laborers and this sort of thing, and then you've got women are very grouped towards the center of intelligence, and they're very capable of acting as the sort of support staff for both of them. They say, like, okay, my husband is kind of stupid, but he's really strong, and he provides for me, and so I'll take care of the kids and this sort of thing, and then you've got the much smarter men who are sort of managing all of this stuff, and then they say, okay, I'm a comfort to you when you come home for your very stressful job, and I make babies and this sort of thing. It actually makes a great deal of sense when you just think in terms of evolutionary pressures, and this is not a source of hatred. This is why I get angry when people call me a racist or a sexist. You know, Mark, you're saying that if I'm a racist because I say that certain people are genetically inferior. Well, if black people tend to be better at playing basketball than white people, I'm certainly not saying that white people
That's
are
a racist statement.
Black people.
I mean, I've acknowledged many times on the air that is that true statement, you know, we can look at the NBA and see that that's a relatively true statement, is racist.
I mean, if you're going to call the NBA racist, go ahead, Mark. I mean, I think it's just patently absurd for you to say something like that.
I'm only looking at the definition of racism. The definition of racism says that one race is superior to another.
Well, and I can understand why.
Don't get 10 different dictionaries. You get 10 different
definitions. And I can understand why.
That's absurd.
Why Chris would say, you know, throw that word out. I get it. Unfortunately, at this point in our development as a society, that word has not been chucked. And I think it's been an interesting conversation. I'm happy to continue having it. And thank you, Chris. For your call here tonight. You can check him out at ChristopherCantwell.com and his show Radical Agenda now twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. ChristopherCantwell.com. Thanks, dude. All right, toll-free number here tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Is it conducive to spreading the message of liberty to talk about these things and to...
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Want gold but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.